Heroes Academy, this is Mrs. Montoya.
Yes. Hey, Nadine, this is Mary.
Hi, how are you,
Mary? I'm great. I'm great.
Wow, you are punctual.
I am. Well, I'm pretty excited to hear what you have to say after what you wrote me. So you've got me very interested in how this laid out for your group.
Right. Well, we started off and we did the smaller guys, and I had to revamp some of the stuff you sent me, you know, for the eyes of smaller children, and I found some really cool stuff on YouTube and a little song about respect, and then we just talked to them about that, and I have some pictures that I plan on sending you, too.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And so I had two other teachers kind of help me head it up, and we just had them, learn about respect and how they make a difference, and how when they're walking up the hall, they'll see everybody, including staff members and their older peers, even the eighth graders will be wearing these bands to know that everybody is a team and we work together. And so they really enjoyed that. And then we rolled out with the first and second graders roughly about the same thing, or first, second, and third, about the same thing. And then we, at the end of every session, we played the Bruno Mars song, I'll Be There, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they really loved that, and they participated in that. And then as we got with the older students, we did that in the auditorium, and we did fourth and fifth grade together, and then sixth, seventh, and eighth. And it just seemed to roll out really nice, and staff members rolled right into our new name of our school, Heroes Academy, and we're all heroes, and we even came up with acronyms for the HEROES as a team, and it's just being practiced, and it's going to be part of our PBIS, which is our positive behavior support system in the school. So HEROES, the acronym, with We All Make a Difference, to make things change and continue, you know, on a good path for character, values, and for academics. And so it just played a big role in what our mission was, and it's going to continue to throughout the year. And then we did give everybody their last two to pay it forward, and we've had some writing prompts that have been sent to me from the different grade levels that maybe I can fax to you or something. You can take a look at a couple of those. But, yeah, it's been a good thing for us, so we really appreciate it.
As you were observing the children, what kinds of things did you see them acknowledging more, reaching out more? What kinds of things? I'm very interested in what the little kids did. Well, I'm interested in each level, of course, up to the eighth grade. We know that the older kids, you tell me.
The little kids will just, they'll be walking up the hall, like mostly the kindergartners, and they'll hold their little, we actually put them on little strings around their necks because they're too big for their arms. And so they'll
We didn't get you the youth size. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. And then they'll see something and they'll say, they'll hold it up, or, you know, with a big smile on their face or whatever. And then the middle schoolers are like, at the end of the session, of the kickoff day, they were like all excited. They were like, you make a difference, and people were high-fiving each other, you know, and the feeling was there, you know what I mean? Like, they got the message. I definitely know on that day they got the message. And, like, throughout the weeks, it's been 3 weeks since that, I mean, I still see them wearing them, and some even have two or three on their wrists, so that means that maybe their friends gave them to them. I mean, I haven't really went individually and revisited, but it has made an impact in our buildings, that's for sure.
Now, did you follow the sessions, or did you just do the kickoff and for each age?
We kind of combined everything in, well, not everything, but we did, so this is how we rolled it out. I revamped the PowerPoint a little bit, again, for each grade level, and we showed the Make a Difference, you know, with the teacher from New York who handed it out. We showed that. And so that got the message of what this was all about. And then I have sent out invitations for teachers to be able to show the one with the two little boys, you know, as the older grade level.
The simple gesture?
Yes, the simple gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a few takers on there. And it's just part, every Friday we have a character development hour in the building. And so it's kind of played into that too. But, you know,
into your system. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Exactly. I like that on Fridays. That's a great day to have it.
We call it character development day. Yeah, we designate 1 hour every Friday at whole school. It's like drop everything and learn about character values, and that's played a big part of it too.
That's awesome. So, that's another way to spread this content out over a longer time period. That is awesome.
Yep.
Now tell me, did you show the acknowledgement movie, the New York teacher story, to the little kids?
No, we didn't.
All right.
We just kind of, we mostly just kind of explained it to them, gave them a short synopsis of what happened, and then showed them their bands and told them, you know. And then
about what age, what group was the youngest group you showed the movie to?
Fourth, fifth, sixth,
seventh. Okay. All right. Great.
No, fourth.
Great.
Grade. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking.
And it,
mm-hmm.
Right. And so they seemed they understood the message and they enjoyed it. And it seemed like they got the concept at that age. At the lower levels, we just kind of, you know, with the suicide thing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Too much. Okay. Too much information.
Yeah, too much.
too soon. And I didn't intend it. I didn't intend it for them. I just didn't know if you did or not, and I wanted to know what results there were. But no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. That's not what I'm recommending at all.
Right. But I did find some real nice things on YouTube that just kind of, random acts of kindness. Da, 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 da. You know, there's this little song that we played for them, and they liked it and even had the words. And then again, like I said, the Bruno Mars song at the end got everybody's attention, you know, because actually I downloaded it from YouTube and it had the lyrics, you know.
Wonderful.
It's like, you can count on me, I can count on you, blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember exactly how it goes, but it was a good day. So we had a whole Friday dedicated to that. So in the morning was the lower grades and, you know, in sessions, and then the afternoon was the higher grades and sessions as well. So it was good. It was work. It took some work, but it seemed to roll out pretty nicely.
Now, did all of the teachers get on board with this? How did you bring them into? Well, how many teachers do you have per age group?
Two to three teachers per age group.
Okay.
And that's K through eight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually eight, you know, seven and eight have four.
And did they come on board pretty easily? What was your procedure there?
Absolutely. And I think what it was is that we are a new school, you know, a revamped school, Heroes Academy. Our main focus is to get our tier one in aligned with character value, which is behavior, as well as academics. So it just fell into place. It just gave us, and it gave people a direction, because it was already in place that we were going to do a Friday character value, but this just gave them more ammunition, more tools for that day to use in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, and you still have more material available to use, especially as you move through the first five sessions on into dream building. And I don't know if you've had a chance to look ahead into those latter sessions, but I think you've got probably a full year of Fridays of ideas there.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I've been looking at, and just kind of getting some things out there and doing some recommendations for the teachers. And they seem to be receptive and appreciate, you know.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So any thoughts you might have? I'm going to, of course, make this, our conversation, available to other educators. And my goal here is to raise funds for, and just to explain, because I didn't explain this up front, is that you were awarded, you were our first program that we were able to raise enough money to give to your school. So you were the first school chosen. And for those listening, I just want people who are either wanting to register and try to get their school selected, as well as the person wanting to give money toward this endeavor. What would you have to say to, first of all, schools that should be signing up for this? And then second, we'll address the person who do have money to give, but they want to know for sure that this is a good gift to give to their community. So let's talk first about schools either doing this themselves if they have their own funding, of course, but schools who are low, you know, like your school, who really needed the help. Why should they get on this?
Well, it's a good, I mean, you know, our education, our system in our country is failing our students in the character values. I mean, we're all about academics, which is wonderful.
And electronics.
All hand in hand.
And electronics. I mean, the thing, I just want to throw in their electronics. And I think it's great that schools are getting all hooked up with all the electronics and using that. But that
personal relationships have kind of, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. So this, I think this helps to develop that. This helps to remind people that people, you know, we all work together, and it's about personal relationships. And that's, I, as an educator, you know that's where it all starts. If you want your students to excel, you have to know them, you know, and respect them as you want them to respect you. And that's the focus is the personal relationship. Know your students. They know you. You feel comfortable together. You feel you want to excel because you have a connection with this person. And so I just think that it opens the door for a lot of that.
It also sounded like it was very manageable for you to put in play. And I think maybe some schools are holding back because they think it's just going to be too difficult. So maybe you might want to speak to that, because you didn't get any training from me. I just, which is why it's called You Train.
right. There you go. Have at it.
But, talk a little bit about your ability to go through the material.
I think it was pretty easy to implement because, you know, the story's there. What its intention is there. And all you have to do is just sift through the materials and find out what fits for you, you know, and you can revamp. I like how you can revamp, like, the PowerPoint and the different things in order to suit what needs your school may have. And so I think it's very user-friendly, and it's, you know, the notes you give, and it even has pause, show this, pause, show this. So it's pretty self-explanatory and pretty easy, and it definitely gets the message out.
All right. Now for the person, like, in communities, I'm sending this out to businesses in every community as well. I think businesses, you know, they know that schools need their help, and they just don't know how to help. So let's say, what would you say to them about why this is a good financial gift to give to this endeavor? Because then I of course am the one that will field this with the schools that are selected, and I will work with the schools that are selected. So what could you tell someone who wants to give a financial contribution what would you like to assure them about what this has meant to you, your school?
Well, this has brought our school definitely in a closer bond, and it's helped to formulate our relationships with each other within the building. And quite frankly, last year we were two schools and housed in one building. Now we're one school, and I didn't know a lot of the middle school teachers. They didn't know a lot of the elementary school teachers, but this kind of made us all come together and gave us a basis, a foundation of one message throughout the building. You know, it allowed for me to meet more people in my building, and it allowed for the students to know that even the people in middle school, the teachers in middle school, the students are all bound together, that we're here for one purpose, and that's to become higher achievers and to build this school and to make it a place where learning is fun and there's, you can trust what's inside here. I think that that if, as an outside investor, I mean, you want to know that you're investing in a something that's going to be profitable, and I think that this program allows for the personal relationships to be built, and that's, again, I think is the foundation of every educational system. You're not going to want to learn from somebody that you don't know or that you don't have a personal bond with, and this allows for that foundation, and then everything else will flourish from there.
Have you had any comments coming in from parents yet? I know it's still a little bit early, but from the kids going home with the wristbands?
You know what? Not at this point. I really haven't.
Right, again, parent-teacher it's all been, conference.
You know, teacher and staff member and student feedback, but nothing from outside yet. And we haven't really had a conference day or, you know, anything like that.
So early in the year.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, maybe something like that can be implemented. Maybe I can make a questionnaire or, you know, something. I don't know. There's a lot of things that can develop from this. It just takes, you know.
There's still more that you can do as situations unfold throughout the school year. You just open the manual and see if something fits. You know, stuff happens.
Stuff happens, exactly. Teaching moments happen.
Yeah. Well, now, Nadine, I want you to tell the audience what your title is, because I want them to understand your title, what you do, and what actually called you to step up and submit ask for, to be considered for this.
Well, I'm an instructional reading coach at Heroes Academy, and my focus is kindergarten through sixth grade. And again, in the past, we had been two separate schools housed in two separate buildings, and then last year we were a combination school in one building, but still we hadn't totally become a K-8 school. We were still K-5, and there was the 6-8. We knew that this year, going into this new school year, we were expected to be one unit, one, you know, whole building. And so I knew that the struggles last year between, you know, trying to combine two schools and, you know, not a lot of help from outside resources, that we needed as much as we could get inside to make this work. And so that's what inspired me to write this, because I know everybody worked really hard last year, but we knew that this was coming down the peak, and that this year we would need resources to help with our vision, which is to be a stronger community inside this building and with parent involvement and community involvement, and just to make a statement for, we're a Title I school. We have 80% free and reduced lunch. And so, you know, funding is not high in this area. Mm-hmm. So we just knew that we had to ask for resources to help us with our vision.
Well, I want to just again compliment you and give you all kinds of praise for having stepped up and taken this on and submitted the 1,000-word essay to me asking to be considered to be a recipient of the Make a Difference with the Power of Acknowledgement program. And if I had you right here, I'd give you a great old big hug. You are a difference maker. And I just hope that we have more people like you stepping up and realizing that they can do this, that it's all laid out right down to the pause here and the pause there. I forgot about that.
Right.
Turn this on. Walk over here.
Right, exactly.
So thank you so much. And I really look forward to you getting me the pictures, faxing me you said you had some feedback from the kids?
Right, some writing prompts. Yeah.
I would love to see those. I would love to see the pictures. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to pass that on to people.
Absolutely, yeah. I have no problem with that because that's what the goal is and that's what I'd like to see happen for our country and for our educational system.
Absolutely. Me too.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
We appreciate everything that was given to us, and we will definitely continue to implement that.
And if you have anything else you need, if you have any questions about any of the additional material over the year, you just email me, okay?
Okay.
Any questions, any thoughts, let me know. I'm more than happy to help. All right, Nadine. Well, you have a great Friday and a great weekend. And
thank you. You as well.
Stay in touch, okay?
I will, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.